Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Luann Steffens, and she came in third place in our most recent contest. So let's start with, what you thought when you finally saw your before and after pictures side by side.
Oh, wow. I was pretty shocked. I had been taking pictures sort of all along the way and had periodically posted them on my blog. So I kind of had an idea, but those final pictures were a little more powerful than I expected them to be. So it was great, a great surprise.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you think, not only of your final pictures, but the actual comparison side by side? Because I know along the way, you know, you look at yourself and you're like, am I really changing? Like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it's sort of hard to keep up with it mentally until you see those pictures. When you look in the mirror, definitely you see something different than when you look at pictures. I know when I was so disgusted with myself when I had my husband take those beginning pictures of me. And it was nice to see that all of the hard work had paid off and that you really could see a visual statement of how far I had come. That was great.
What was that experience like starting off with those initial pictures?
Oh my gosh, I felt so horrible.
It's tough.
As I think
it's
we
tough.
All do.
Yeah.
But it really forces you to accept where you are and where you're starting. And I think it's a great motivator to keep you pushing forward. So I definitely encourage everyone to take those pictures, whether you want to share them or not. You need them for yourself because your eye will fool you when you look in the mirror.
And so on that day, you were obviously, you said your husband helped out. So he was on board the whole time to support you, or?
He was very much on board. And I think especially because this was such an easy program to work into our lifestyle, it didn't really affect him too much negatively. I think it affected him positively. He actually started Adonis this past week.
Oh, great.
So very excited about that. So, yeah, he was definitely on board and could see the impact it was having on me, both, you know, physically as well as emotionally and mentally, how much better I was feeling. So definitely on board.
Okay. And then the, how do you get to the point where, okay, well, let's start with how you found us in the first, okay, let's go back. What did you do before Venus? And talk us through anything you did, you know, diet and fitness related and then how you find us.
I had done practically everything there was to do at some point throughout my adult life. I had done Jenny Craig. I actually went to work for Jenny Craig, managed one of their centers for a while. I did quick weight loss.
Whoa, stop right there. Talk about that. Now I don't need insider information, but talk about that experience, like going from doing the program to working for them, and what was your interaction? Like, did you tell me about that?
Well, and this is one thing that Venus has helped me with a lot. I have a very directed mindset when I get going on something. I'm pretty much all or nothing. And I jump in with both feet, drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak. And I did Jenny Craig, was very successful. I've never had any problems losing weight. It's the keeping it off that has been a challenge for me. But, yeah, I had such good results from doing Jenny Craig that I went to work for them and then became a manager. And, did that for a while. And then after that, I did quick weight loss. I did the HCG injections. Where you're also eating 500 non-starchy calories a day, and that's complete misery.
Wait, that's it? 500 a day?
500 a day.
For how long?
For a month.
No.
It was awful.
You actually did
Very
that?
Miserable. I did it. I dropped, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 pounds, and it maybe stayed off for that day, but I got on the scale and saw that low number and immediately started creeping up. Because there's no way you can sustain that.
Yeah, what kind of feeling and what kind of mindset are you in after a month of that kind of restriction?
Oh my gosh, I just wanted to eat anything that I could get my hands on. But I was getting ready to get married at that time and was sort of looking for a quick fix, and that's what I got. It got me, you know, what I wanted as far as how I looked in my wedding pictures. That was great. But again, you can't sustain it. And long term, Venus is the first thing that I have ever felt like I would be able to do forever. And that's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then how do you find us then?
I actually found Venus through Pinterest. These really annoying before and after pictures kept popping up on my page that I knew there was no way these were real. And, you know, after seeing a lot of them, I finally clicked on it and it took me to the Venus website. And I had just turned 40 a couple of weeks before. And when I saw the pictures of myself from that night of my birthday party, I just was so disgusted with myself that I was looking for an option to get me out of that funk that I had been in. I had experienced multiple pregnancy losses, the last one being about 9 months before I started Venus, and it had taken me to a really dark place mentally. And I finally, after spending that period of time feeling sorry for myself and being lazy and not taking care of myself, I was to the point where I had made peace with that and was ready to find something to turn things around. And Venus came along at exactly the right time for me.
Mm-hmm. So you felt mentally prepared, like it's time to make a change.
Yes, definitely.
So did this time, because you said you've been actually successful at losing weight before. Was your mindset different this time?
Well, I don't know that initially it was different, because I think when you have that much weight to lose and you just want it off, that's all you can think about at the time, is just get it off. But once I started learning about the program and all of the science behind it, and really the community, the forum is amazing. That's something that no other program has, and it is completely invaluable to me. Once you get involved with the other ladies that are going through this with you, and you talk not only to those that are just getting started, but those who have been there, done that, and are successfully maintaining, then you start to realize, hey, this isn't just about getting it off. This is going to be the way that I can do this every day for the duration and stay where I want to be.
Good. And because the thing is, you probably did go in with the same mindset because you've done it before and you know you can.
Yeah.
So you probably just went right into that same, I can do this. And then, like you said, it changes a little bit. And I agree with you. Like, a lot of people can kind of just knuckle down and do a 12-week push to lose weight, but then you're in that mystery afterwards of how do you keep this off. And the path of losing weight's always, well, it's different, and you end up like, it's not the same as trying to keep it off. So we're actually a few weeks removed from the contest. How do you feel in sort of the, you've done that push anyways, how do you feel right now?
Well, I've kept pushing, so I think I'm I don't remember exactly what my weight was at the end of the contest. I think I was somewhere around 156 and a half. And as of this morning, I got on the scale, I was at 150, so I've dropped another 5 to 6 pounds. So got a few more to go, and so I'm still pushing.
Oh, good. So you're still progressing.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the, well, then let's continue on this point then. What's your goal moving forward for the next 2 to 3 months?
My goal, I want to lose, I think, I'm to the point now where I believe like 2.5 more pounds will put me at the high end of my VI range. And I want to try to get to around 145 and just sort of see where I am at that point. But I've sort of made a little bit of a deal with myself that I'm going to keep going until it stops on its own. I'm not going to try to push through a plateau, because I've really not experienced any plateau at all through my Venus journey, so to speak. And I've never been this low in my adult life, beyond one time when I was doing Jenny Craig. And again, I think I was there for a very short period. You just, I don't know, when you do gimmicky extreme things, you just can't stay there. And I feel like now I'm eating real food. I'm taking care of myself, basically. So however low I can get while still taking care of myself and not doing anything extreme is how low I'll go. But I want to shoot for another 5-ish pounds. And then after that, just kind of work on recomp and tightening up.
So are you following the calculator's recommendations?
Yeah, I am. And that was something that was really a little bit of a challenge for me in the beginning. I was having a real issue with following the protocol as far as the 5-1, and I can't even remember what all it was, but just sort of because of how my lifestyle is. My husband and I don't have children. We tend to be a little more social on the weekends and eat out a lot on the weekends, and I just could not make that fit, and I was really stressing about it. But some of the vets piped up and said, you know, hey, when this all started, we had our calorie budget, and if we stuck to it, we saw results. So quit worrying about it so much. Just try to stick to a budget every week, regardless of how you can fit it in. And that worked for me. I mean, that advice was absolutely golden for me. And I think that I would not stick with it because I'm very rules-oriented. I follow directions very well. And because I felt like I wasn't doing it the way you intended it to be done, I felt like I wasn't doing it right. And they were like, no, quit thinking about that. And I think once I sort of embraced that and realized, hey, this program has flexibility beyond anything I've ever done before, and that really helped me realize I can make this work for me, regardless of what type of lifestyle I live, I can make it work. And so far I have.
Yeah, and we always toe the line between so I call it flexibility within borders. So it's like you've got the week of calories, you know, fit them into your lifestyle as best you can. And there's just really no other way around that. That's the best we can say. But then there's some people who that little bit of freedom, it becomes a waterfall. And then they can't control even that little bit of freedom. Whereas in your case, it was almost a deal breaker, right? So
yes.
It's like you needed that flexibility to make it all work. And so we're always going back and forth between, do we really strictly lay out protocols? Like the veteran said, that we've slowly added in a bit more structure because at the beginning, when I say the beginning, 2 or 3 years ago when we started Venus, there was very little structure. It was very basic principles and fit it into your life and go. And some of the people who really had a grip on how to do that just ran with it. And other people were like, well, I need way more structure than that. I need way more rules. And so we slowly added in some rules, and so we're trying to hit that spot, that sweet spot where we don't over control people, but also don't leave them just sort of flapping in the wind with no guidance. So it's sort of, we're always towing that line, and that's good that the people in the community sort of talk you off the ledge a little bit, and we're like, okay, so yes, there's a rule in the manual. No, it's not hard and fast. You can manipulate it.
Yes, that was definitely what I needed. I was really freaked out in the beginning by how few rules there were, just because I'm so good at following directions and doing what I'm supposed to do. And I wanted you all to tell me what to eat and when. And after I, you know, came down from my panic attack over that and figured out that I can do this on my own. And once you sort of embrace that, it's extremely liberating because it frees you up from worrying. Just stay in your calories and make it happen.
So where do you think that anxiety comes from? Is that coming from like not trusting that you can come up with a good enough, like in trusting yourself with the flexibility? Is it like a, well, I'm just going to end up gaining weight if you leave it up to me? Like where's that anxiety come from?
Well, I think it comes from repeatedly yo-yoing over the years and just sort of knowing that when I was structured, I can do it. When I try to do it on my own, I've never been able to. But I've never counted calories before, ever. This was a totally new concept for me. And once I realized how much food I was actually eating, even when I thought I was eating healthy, I was eating so much more than I really needed. That, I think, is where the anxiety comes from, is you don't know how to do it. If you've never done it successfully before, you don't know how to do it on your own.
Yeah.
But it does take long to realize, hey, I can do this.
Yeah, I'm always trying to figure out what the thought process is, so that does help me sort of think my way through this moving forward. I guess to me it's like, well, people want freedom. I know. Also, you can't be structured for the rest of your life. Nobody wants a set of rules to
Exactly.
follow until they're do this until you're dead. Like, who wants that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
Oh.
maybe it's a starting with some more rules and then loosening them up over time.
That's an idea.
So and now I you did say something there that I want to talk about is the I like how you said it. You just want to let the first of all, you're unique in that you said your weight loss was linear and you didn't plateau, but a lot of people do hit a bump somewhere along the line. So you just found it was more or less incrementally just a little bit less and a little bit less.
Yes. Some weeks I had a big loss, some weeks I had a small loss, but I think there was really only 1 or 2 weeks, and it may have even been after the contest was over, that I had no loss. Maybe, honestly, maybe just one. I don't really count Christmas because that was a little bit of a, derailment, but
You weren't trying then, yeah.
Exactly. I really think I only ever had 1 week where I didn't lose at all. And I was okay with the fact that it may happen. I'd read enough and, chatted with enough people to know it happens, and it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Our bodies are very mysterious machines and sometimes just do things for no reason at all. But and I was willing to push through if it happened, but I do consider myself pretty lucky that I never had to deal with that mentally.
You're only the second person I've ever heard who's that's happened with,
Wow.
where it was direct straight line linear. I worked with a Venus in, like over the past 3 or 4 months who that happened, and I was shocked every time we did measurements. I'm like, I can't believe this. Like you're every single week, and she's like, well, isn't this the program? Like, aren't I supposed to be losing weight? I'm like, yeah, but you don't get it. Nobody, it's not a straight line. I've never in like hundreds of people I've never seen a dead straight line like that straight down. So
But
you're number two.
I can, well, that's great. But I can honestly say too, John, that I never really went off program, so to speak. I may have had a meal or a day that I had to budget up calories for, but I never, throughout the entire course of the program, pretty much all the way up until Christmas time or Thanksgiving Day, and even Thanksgiving Day, I stayed within my calories, but I never just kind of went off the deep end and had to recover from that. So I don't know if that's normal or not, but I can say that I pretty much stayed structured the entire time.
Right, so it's not, you're right, it's not for maybe some other people who it didn't go straight. They may have had a week where they just weren't on program. So, well, I
Right.
mean, yeah, I'm just trusting that people who were on the program are telling the truth and that they still didn't have a linear loss. But even people I know who are strict, it's not as linear as that. Like it's I know some people are quite envious who are listening. They're like, oh man, it just worked perfectly for her. So but that's, hey man, that's just good for you. I mean, you're just working with the hand you're dealt, and you happen to be a direct, very consistent responder. So I'm happy that this. So what did you think of that? Like you just follow the program, it just keeps working. Was that, I guess it must have been motivating.
It's very motivating, very encouraging to see, because it's not easy. As it's said so many times throughout what we read and listen to, it's simple, but it's not easy. It takes a lot of work, and so it's nice to see that when you put in the work that you get the results. And I know that's going to be frustrating for some folks who don't see that type of loss consistently, but I definitely think over time there's no way you can do this program consistently and not eventually get the outputs.
Okay, and then as far as the weight training part of it, was that, are you familiar with weights? Was that new? Was that different? Same? What?
No, that it wasn't really new for me. The way it's structured was new for me. I have been more of a traditional, upper body, lower body. I worked out with a trainer for a pretty long time, a few years ago, so I was, comfortable with doing weights. But how you guys teach us to do it was pretty new for me, and I love it.
And for the program, do you just do the for the your transformation, do you do the main program? Just start at day one and off you go?
I did. I think I had only been doing Venus maybe 2 weeks before VT9 started. So I had a couple of weeks under my belt before the contest started, but that really was all I did. As I mentioned before we started the call, I had no intentions of really placing in the contest. I really was just trying to keep myself accountable with the beginning of doing Venus. And I was very determined when I started the program that I was not going to do anything extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I never worked out more than three times a week. I never did cardio at all. I never fasted, not because I didn't want to. I had a really bad reaction when I tried to fast at the beginning.
Mm.
And as much as I kept trying to tell myself, you know, they say it's in your head, they say it's in your head. Well, I ended up at the doctor's office and I thought I was having a stroke. I've been a breakfast eater my entire life. And when I tried to cut that out, my body rebelled pretty strongly. So started eating breakfast again and have had no problems at all. I admire the ladies that are able to pull those long fasts, but I haven't found it necessary for my progress, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, and that's it. You tested it. Didn't work for you. No big deal. And that's where in the flexibility is. You don't have to. There's a bunch of different ways to arrive at the final goal. The trick is mm-hmm. to find the way that works best for you. So as far as the contest really was just a tool. Like, did you know immediately, like, yo, I'm joining this next contest? Or was that like, were you just like, all right, okay, as soon as you were in, you're like, I'm in?
Once I was in, I was in all the way. I was ready to do it, especially after listening to the interviews and seeing all the pictures in the manual of the women that, you know, now I've come to sort of know who they are and more of their story and know that it's not a bunch of baloney. These women really did it. There's no reason, you know, I can't give it a whirl too, but I just knew it would keep me accountable if I had to put those numbers in every week. And also the community, there was a group that I think Beats started called GOLO, which was the Global Operation Lean Out group, kept us very accountable. And that group actually turned into HOLO, which was Holiday Operation Lean Out. And now, of course, we're looking for another excuse to keep it going. So we're going to do it again for VT10. But, you know, the community is amazing with helping keep everyone on track. And the contest kind of feed into that. So I knew I was in from the beginning and just tried to find as many tools as I could to help keep me focused.
Mm-hmm. So the community, how often were you, talk about that like as a tool?
Oh, I'm on every day, probably more than my boss would care to know I was on. No, I find it a great source of information and motivation. And it's also great to be able to encourage the folks that are just now getting started, because I think a lot of times when you're getting started, you think it's only, you know, people that have already reached their potential or their goal that have already done that are the ones that are on the community. And it's nice for the newbies to see, hey, no, we're on all different phases of this. And when you can give encouragement to other people, I think that helps you along your way as well.
Mm. And so it's partly someone guiding you and then partly the feeling that you're helping somebody else.
Exactly. I think there's definitely both elements to it.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so you've got your kind of plan moving forward and you're still going. So it sounds like this is just a linear thing. Oh yeah, right. That just reminds me where I was going next. So you said something I thought was pretty, I don't know if it's profound. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's profound. You just want it to stop when it stops. And like you said, you have your rough idea in your head, but you're not like you know, you said that. I think that almost mm-hmm. only applies for people like you because it hasn't stopped yet. So you're uniquely positioned to be able to even make that call because you haven't hit a plateau. So
yeah.
So the way it feels, you are you kind of letting go of the idea, like, yeah, you have a rough idea of our Venus range and how much weight that is, but you're really just, you're kind of just going to allow the end, as it were, to sort of present itself versus like pin it down?
I am, and I'm thinking of it that way because I truly know that this is going to be the time that I can keep it off, and I don't want to have to push myself so hard that I feel like I'm killing myself just to get it off, because then I think, well, how in the heck am I going to keep it off if I had to work that hard to push myself beyond where maybe I should be? I think for me, the key is going to be in the recomp phase. I really feel like I'm going to get just as much result once I get to the weight that I want to be at, just from continuing to do the workouts and the challenge that I'll get from that. I can tell such a huge difference in my body composition between when I started and now. I mean, besides the fact that I'm wearing sizes smaller than I wore when I was in high school, that's insane. I can feel muscles in places I've never had muscles before, and I really am more keyed into that, I guess, than I am the weight. That's why I just don't really want to get too hung up on that.
So this the concept now that it's a shape and the weight is sort of on the way it matters, but kind of now you realize that it doesn't. The whatever weight you'll be is just the weight you'll be, and it sort of doesn't matter anymore. Now, what do you think of that? Like spending so many different, like I'm assuming before you never thought in that terms. You thought must have thought in terms of weight. What do you think now in this? Like you've said, it's different now. It's like it's a shape, and it's just once you're there, you're there. Like first of all, it's not a weight goal anymore. Not even a time to get there because you want it to be sustainable. You're approaching it with patience, and it isn't even weight anymore. Now it's some sort of shape. Like how do you feel that it's this is a lot different than just picking a weight and then hammering towards that weight.
It is because, I mean, I think of, times in the past where I'd been close to this weight, but I was nowhere near the same shape that I am. I mean, even within 5 pounds, I can tell a huge difference when I weighed like 5 pounds more than I weigh now. The last time I would not even be able to zip the pants I have on today. Just I think being more focused on how I feel, how I look, how I feel in my clothes. Shopping is a lot of fun now. I don't have to buy things that just will fit me. I can buy things because I look good in them. That's nice. But just not being so hung up on the number anymore. It's very liberating.
And do you kind
A lot of
of
things about the program are liberating.
Do you kind of feel that the way you arrived here is like you don't want to spoil it now by trying to force things?
Exactly. I mean, I really feel like my body is going to stop when it's ready to stop, and I'm going to be okay with that. I mean, honestly, if I'd never lost another pound after the contest, I felt good when I came to the end of the contest. So to me, everything after that has just kind of been icing on the cake. But I want to at least get into my VI range. I don't think I can go low or even to the middle of my VI range, but I think the top end of my VI range will be sort of the sweet spot for me, and I want to get there. But beyond that, and just because that's only a few pounds away, I really don't have any doubt that I'll do that. But I'm not going to push myself to the point that I'm miserable. I've enjoyed this process too much to make it miserable now that I'm almost at the end of it.
And I've seen this happen, well, a couple times where that's once you're in that range, then it almost seems like for most people, when they get into that range, that's when it does start to feel like it's time to gear it down. And or like you said, it's probably going to naturally find it, like you said, you're going to have this feeling where you're like, this is about where it needs to be, wherever it is in that range. And like you said, it might be the higher end, might be the middle. Who knows? You might cruise right through to the middle and be like, oh, maybe this is where I belong. So
I could.
I like the attitude you're taking towards it, that you're going to meet it there instead of like force it there, as it were. So, well, I guess we're on to the end here. What is your advice to any new Venuses listening to this podcast who want to make a change?
Oh my gosh. The biggest thing I could say is just start. Don't worry about doing it exactly right from the very beginning. There's a lot to learn along the way. As long as you're doing better than you were doing the week before you started, you're making progress. So just keep looking forward, celebrate your victories along the way, take part in the community, allow everyone to share your success with you and pat you on the back because you deserve it. It's not easy, and that's a huge, huge thing. And just embrace the mental shifts that come along with Venus, not just the changes in habits, as far as your eating, but the things that can spill over into the rest of your life as well. I know for me, Venus has helped me get rid of a very pervasive all-or-nothing attitude that I've had pretty much my entire life as far as nutrition and working out. Up until Venus, if I had a piece of cake, I might as well have the whole cake because in my mind, I had screwed up and I might as well just ace the entire day or the entire week or month or however long I would allow that to go on. And now, when you change the way you think about things, you realize, hey, I can budget for these things or I can recover from them easier than I thought I could. And I think when you behave that way with yourself and how you take care of yourself, it allows you to do things better in the rest of your life as well. So I know I got a little off track there, but just get started. Get started and allow yourself to succeed at doing it and let others help you along the way.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good advice. Do you have any questions for me before we sign off?
I don't have a question, but I have a suggestion or maybe something to throw out there.
Shoot.
When you post the contest winners, if it's possible to also include their Venus usernames, because I know there are a lot of folks that I know only by their usernames and not their actual names.
Oh, okay.
And,
you mean like their handle in the form and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people know these folks or don't know if they know the folks, and it also would make it easier for other people to sort of make those connections and follow their progress. But other than that, no, I do not presume to be able to tell you how to do anything.
Okay, then.
You're doing a great, great job.
All right. Well, I'll make a note of that. And the next time we'll for sure put people's handles in there too.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that was a great interview. Congratulations on the placing.
And thanks, John.
Thank you. So for Luann Steffens, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.